Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres.
Grandpa talks about the grammar of los caballos. Los últimos días de April were giving way to the promise of a flowery May. El sol estaba shining y el agua en las acequias was starting to trickle down from the mountain peaks. Grandpa Caralampio came outside to the porch, where he could see al muchito jugando en el patio. As he watched Canutito, he was tickled to see that he was riding a stick horse made from the cabo de un old Christmas tree that had been left in the front yard. The little boy had whacked off the stray dead branches, and he was now racing como un demonio across the patio, pretending que el caballo was bucking. ¿Qué estás haciendo, mijo? He asked Canutito, who had just pulled up by the porch. Whoa, said Canutito to the stick horse, as he swung his pata from the other side of it, all the while pretending to dismount. Hey, Grandpa, he began. ¿Cómo le gusta my little caballo? Oh, it's a real beauty, replied Grandpa Caralampio, playing along with the boy's vivid imagination. ¿Cómo se llama tu caballo, mijo? He asked him. Se llama Roy, returned the boy to him. He's a palomino, all nice and gold, with a white mane. Oh, so tiene blanca la clean, mijo? Grandpa asked matter-of-factly as he tapped out his pipe on his boot heel. Is that really how you say mane in Spanish, la clean? Asked Canutito. Pues, actually, I think it is pronounced as la clean. But since we are always exchanging the L's for R's aquí en Taos, we just call it la clean, came the answer. That's probably why we say that something no sirve instead of no sirve for whatever doesn't work. Also, he continued, since the hair on the mane is all crispy and stiff, I think that it is also the root word for crinoline. I didn't think que los caballos were such complicated creatures, said Canutito, sitting down on the plank floor of the porch. Sure, they're complicados, replied his grandfather. And you never want to get on the wrong end of one. You mean, corrected the boy, get on the wrong side of one? No, mijo, Grandpa Caralampio counter-corrected. I mean, don't get on the wrong end of one. Una vez, I got too close to las patas de atrás of my old nag que se llamaba La Diamond, and she me dio una patada. I fell to the ground and bit my upper lip. Even my dientes hurt real bad, and that's saying a lot because my teeth are all dientes postizos. Pero the mare had gotten spooked when I was trying to put the silla on her. I thought that a silla was una chair, Grandpa, said the little boy. It is, mijo, said his grandfather. But in order to make the distinction aquí en Taos, we call a saddle a silla and a chair is a sieta. Pero sometimes we forget. Pero you were saying, prodded Canutito, que la yegua had gotten all spooked with the saddle? Sí, mijo, Grandpa Caralampio answered. I guess the estrigo swung too high and frightened her. What is an estrigo, Grandpa? Canutito interrupted him again. Oh, that is a part of the saddle that holds the legs and the feet, came the answer. I think that the Americanos call it the stirrup, and we call it el estrigo. Come to think of it, he mused. It is probably really called el estribo, but we sometimes use G's for B's aquí en Taos. That is why sometimes we say bueno for bueno, and abuelo for abuelo. Gee, Grandpa, sighed Canutito, his head crammed full of all of these grammar rules for speaking local Spanish. I think that las patas del caballo are really very dangerous. Well, that depends on what part of the foot, Grandpa Caralampio replied. The hoof, called la pezuña, is very dangerous. Pero los espuelones are harmless. What are los espuelones, Grandpa? Asked Canutito, somewhat tired. Oh, those are the fetlocks, he replied. But now that you mention it, I think that they are really called los espolones. But we tend to substitute the U-E's for O's aquí en Taos. That's why we ask, ¿quieres jugar? Instead of ¿quieres jugar? Sometimes we even reverse it and say O's for U-E's, like in the expression, Que ole instead of que huele. What stinks aquí en Taos? Canutito had a big old dolor de cabeza from his grandpa's Spanish grammar lesson. He put away his caballito and he went back into the house to tomar un nap.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.